Last night's victory by the UK Independence Party, UKIP, in the Rochester and Strood by-election. The Westminster seat was won by Mark Reckless, whose defection from the Conservative Party triggered the Kent by-election. Reckless finished nearly 3,000 votes ahead of the Tory candidate, and his win has added to the speculation that UKIP could make spectacular gains in next year's general election. Joining us now is the UKIP MEP for Yorkshire and Humber, Amjad Bashir. Mr. Bashir, good afternoon and thanks for talking to us.
Good afternoon, Richard. It's my pleasure.
We hear that a vote for UKIP is a vote for an independent Britain. What would an independent Britain look like? What's different? What would be different about it?
What would be different is that we'd have the ability to trade with the rest of the world instead of having to go through the EU, have our own borders, control our own borders, be more sovereign. We'd engage with Europe. We are part of Europe. We'd enjoy the beaches, enjoy the wine, enjoy the countryside, and they likewise can come with us. But we won't be dictated by the EU. We'll have our own policy, and Westminster will become more powerful. And the people of Great Britain will have a greater voice in determining their destiny.
Now, the perception is that your party has some racist overtones or undertones, whichever it is, and that a UKIP or a Britain under UKIP would contain far fewer Amjad Bashirs.
Well, as you've rightly said, my name's Amjad Bashir. I'm somebody who came to England as an eight-year-old back in 1959-1960, grew up in Bradford with a lot of Irish people as well, who I have a lot of friends from the Irish community. There was also Poles who came over,
now you want to put severe limits on immigration.
What we want to do is have a more ethical, balanced immigration policy based on a points-based system, similar to Canada, Australia, etc., whereby we determine what sort of skill levels and abilities people should have when they come to our country and make a contribution to our country, and they themselves can benefit from the fruits of their labour. What we don't want is a policy like the EU's, which says up to 500 million people, if they chose, they can come unrestricted to Britain. What we want is a more ethical policy, less discriminatory, in the sense the EU says anybody from Europe can come, irrespective of not having any skills, but somebody from the Commonwealth with a lot of skills, or from Ireland, etc., should be discriminated. They'll have to go through hoops to get in.
Where do you stand now on issues such as the minimum wage and maternity leave? On your website at one stage, you voiced some concerns about the level paid in minimum wage in Britain, and indeed the amount of time given on maternity leave. Are you now more in the mainstream there, or are you still holding to your hard line on those issues?
No, my views have not changed. I'm from the business fraternity. I've had very successful businesses for the last 30-odd years. My views are people should be rewarded for hard work. The minimum wage, in a way, sets a low bar. My views are people should be worth, you know, they should be paid their worth, which is well in excess of the minimum wage.
All right. Not always, Amjad, in fairness. And who decides what they're worth? Is it them or is it the employer?
Oh, I think it's very much both of them, because I think no business would succeed without the efforts of the workforce. No workforce would enterprise without a successful management and ownership. So it's got to be, you know, hand in hand with one another.
Did you get in trouble at one stage yourself over breaking, or your company breaking, immigration law for employing illegal immigrants?
No, what happened was that I established a very successful business in Manchester, which I'm proud of, which employs nearly 60 people, a vast majority of whom are British citizens. Yes, the nature of the business was such that we did have to import people with special skills that wasn't available, which is a travesty. In my view, our government has let the country down. It doesn't provide skill.
But they were illegal, Amjad, were they?
No, they weren't. Let's get this into context. These people that were legally here, they had a right to be here, they had a right to work. What it was that some of them hadn't been attending college. Now, I'm sure you'll be aware that some people have a restriction on the number of hours they can do, and also attendance at college. So what the allegation was that we should have been finding out if these people were attending college or not. I think this is a dereliction of duty which the government should actually be accountable for. It's a failure of the border agency. We shouldn't have people who've got enough on their plate running businesses finding out if some people are getting foul of immigration laws.
All right. Thanks indeed for talking to us this afternoon. I'm Jad Bashir there, the UKIP MEP for Yorkshire.